We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We're trusting that the Lord will bless us and will bless you through the broadcast today. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and this service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people. We are thankful for your love in giving your only begotten Son to make it possible for us to know Thee as our Heavenly Father and Christ as our Savior and Redeemer. And we're thankful for the opportunity of presenting the gospel of Christ on this broadcast today. And we're thankful for each one in our congregation, and we're trusting the Holy Spirit will be able to take us and take this broadcast and make it a blessing to each one, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Sweet is the song.
Thank the Lord for redemption, and you can only obtain it through the shed blood of the Son of God. I would like to thank those who let us know that our broadcast is a blessing to them. Recently, we heard from an individual in the country of Indonesia, and he said he heard our broadcast over WIMB and Pennsylvania's shortwave station there that we're on, and we appreciate his communicating the message to us that he appreciated the broadcast.
And now we're going to have a message by the Way of Truth singers singing for us, Sin Will Take You Further Than You Want to Go. And after they finish their selection, Brother James Arch will bring the message for us.
As a child, I foolishly turned God away, not knowing the heartache a sinner must face. But God, in His goodness, has let me return to share with His children this lesson I learned. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but wholly, want to stay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to pay. So with pleasure and promises, sin took control, nothing to show. Gone were my loved ones and my dearest friends. Only a Savior could love me. Farther than you want to go. Slowly but slowly, taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay.
The subject of the message for today's service is the grace of God. What does it do? And I'll be reading from Isaiah 59 and Ephesians chapter 2. Isaiah 59 and the first part of verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. And from Ephesians chapter 2, beginning with verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What a wonderful scripture. Amen. We sing a song quite often, most people do, called Amazing Grace. And it certainly is amazing grace. It is by the grace of God that I am here today. And I thank Him for His grace and mercy every day. William Barclay wrote, and I quote, "The word grace emphasizes at one and the same time the helpless poverty of man and the limitless kindness of God." And another man by the name of A.M. Hunter wrote, and I quote, "Grace means primarily the free, forgiving love of God in Christ to sinners and the operation of that love in the lives of Christians." Very, very true. We're living in a time now that not many are pursuing the life-changing power of God. The Bible teaches that the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. You'll find that in the Scriptures. No one need live devoid of the grace of God. What a wonderful privilege it is to be able to become a child of the King and live for Him in this troubled world. There are many wonders that we see around us, the creative world especially, many parts of that is a wonder. But the greatest of all wonders is the miracle of the new birth, that God can transform a life and take it out of a world of sin and make it His own. God making us into what we could never have become. It is a wonder. It is amazing grace. And the good thing about it is still available today. Thank God the blood has not lost its power. But with all of that that I have said, mankind has a part to play in the work of salvation. It does not rest on the divine alone. We have a part to play. And that part is to give ourselves to the Lord, yield to the Spirit's voice, and surrender our all to Him. A story is told about the time that a revival service was being held. There was a large audience, and an old man was asked to get up and recite the 23rd Psalm. Actually, a young man was asked to get up and recite the 23rd Psalm. And when he was through, the congregation applauded him and clapped. The old man was asked to get up and do the same thing. When he was finished, there was not a dry eye in the audience. The young man knew the 23rd Psalm, but the old man knew the shepherd. Yes, we cannot blame God for what we do or for our sins. The Bible tells us in the first chapter of James, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." That clearly shows that God is not the author of man's sins. The decision to yield to wrong is fueled by the individual's desire. It was Achan himself that coveted the garment and silver and took it. If you read the Old Testament, it was Judas himself that conspired to sell Jesus. And it was Eve herself that saw the fruit and took it. Who could she blame? If one refuses the call and is lost, who are they to blame but themselves? God has opened up a way for mankind that is still open today. The Bible tells us in John 3:17, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." There was a time when there was no sin in the world. What a time that was. Eden was paradise. The Bible tells us in the second chapter of Genesis and verse 8, "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it." But a little further on, we find how this sin came into the world. And it tells us, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." There we find where the first pair faltered and disobeyed God and brought sin into the world. And all down through the corridors of time, we see it. It is still rampant in the world today. But the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. The Bible gives us a picture of what the grace of God can do. You see, sin leads downward, but there is also a way up. We don't have to stay there. The older I get, the longer I live, the more I thank God for His grace. Amen. For taking me out of the gutters of sin and planting my feet on the rock. And I'm thankful today that by His grace, I'm still here. Amen. Only by the grace of God can we do this. You cannot live this in your own strength. It is only by the grace of God. For the Bible tells us in the text that I read, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So the Bible tells us a story in the 15th chapter of St. Luke, which is called the parable of the prodigal. Most of us, I suppose, would know it very well. This young man went downward, and it began by deciding to exclude God. Verse 12 tells us, "And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living." A true picture of so many in our world today that believe and think they really don't need God. And they travel on and on and on. And downward they go. And let me tell you, my beloved friends, the deeper we get in sin, the more bound we are. It's like a spider's web. And it winds and winds around. And he thought he could run from God. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. I know we're living in a time when a lot of people don't want to hear about sin. There are those who don't believe you can live without sin. This Bible that I have before me here tells me that Jesus came to save us from our sins and to give us the power to live a life for Him. That's what this Bible teaches. That's what the gospel teaches. So this young man went down into a far country, and he went from bad to worse, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. There's a song that tells us, "Sin will take you farther than you want to go." And that is so true. He fell to the depth, it tells us, And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. You see, when we get deep in sin, we really don't know how far we will go. There are men in the world today that never thought or dreamed they would land in prison or something else. You see, that's how deceptive the devil is. That's how deceptive sin is. The devil paints a beautiful picture and makes all things look so bright and beautiful. This young man went on and on and on, but he fell into the depth. He lost his dignity, and he felt rejected, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. So lonely and far away, what a world he was in. A world of his own, just like many are in tonight, today. And I'm here to tell you, my beloved friends, those of you that's listening to my voice, there is no depth that you can go for what God can bring you out. You call on God and he will have mercy and renew your life and give you something to live for. He lost his dignity and he felt rejected. But there was a way back. Thank God. That was not the end of the story of this young man. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. Thank God for the love of God. Amen. And for the mercy of God. We see the rewards of turning around. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son." But the father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring forth the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. The grace of God. My beloved friends, regardless of where we go in life and what we do in life, this mercy reaches out to us. This young man went way down, but he came way back up. And he received the robes of salvation. Thank God for the grace of God that bringeth salvation. If you don't know the Lord today, why not make a choice for him? This young man made a choice. That choice was to get up and return to his father, and he received his love and mercy.
Singing the Lord's yes, loving and treating,
bringing the ball.
We trust Brother James' message was a blessing to you. Before we bring the broadcast to a close, I'd like to offer you a booklet entitled, Why the Millennial Doctrine is Not Biblical. We will send you this booklet free of charge and postage paid if you'll just write and ask for it. Why the Millennial Doctrine is Not Biblical. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can join us in our services, for they are broadcast live over the Internet, and our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6. And we invite you to be a part of our congregation. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of the congregation today. We invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Whosoever heareth shall shout.